Dear people who keep company with God, the Lord has been giving me a recurring thought and picture of a tapestry made of people, and I believe I understand some of what it means. A tapestry, by definition, is a piece of textile fabric with pictures or designs formed by weaving colored interlaced threads or by embroidering on canvas, used as a wall hanging or a furniture covering. 2 years ago, I had a short open vision in which I saw into the spiritual realm. I saw what I knew to be the thoughts of the Lord, Jeremiah 29:11. His thoughts appeared as geometric patterns and had a feeling of pure love around them. Unlike us, he does not think linearly. I saw multiple thoughts coming from him at one time. Together, they appeared as a tapestry. This is so important and the key to understanding the vision. I now understand the Lord desires to interlace or weave his mind into the church. The church is meant to be a tapestry of his thoughts, intentions, dreams, attitudes, opinions, imaginations, and intellect, and on. Each person who is a true member of his church is meant to reflect or echo the particular and unique treasure he has placed within us. 2 Corinthians 4:7. Paul gave us a picture of this when he spoke about a variety of spiritual gifts, ministries, and effects, but to each one of us is given a particular manifestation of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12:4 7. He is calling forth a body of believers to be a tapestry of grace that possesses and demonstrates his mind. 2 Corinthians 2:16. We have for years heard, the one-man show is over, and it really is. But like King Saul in the Old Testament, who continued to rule over Israel for a long time after the Lord ripped the kingdom away from him, 1 Samuel 16:28, the one-man show has not been removed. We have yet to see the body of Christ rise up and demonstrate the manifold wisdom and beauty of the Lord. Ephesians 3:10. We have experienced seasons of renewal and revival where we have seen what we could be, but we have not yet seen our true identity as a body fully revealed. I believe the vision was an invitation to our future. It was the Father saying, "This is who you are to become. You are seeing my Father's heart of love and your true individual identity. So now it is time to begin to see and to become who you are corporately." I believe it was the preparation of David that delayed the removal of Saul. But the day came when David was ready and Saul was taken out of the way. I believe the time for us is very near. Philippians 2:13. For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Colossians 1:27. To whom God willed to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. In these verses, the Greek word for you is actually plural. It should have been translated us. It is God at work in us and Christ in us. 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Note the plural in this verse. Even the blood of Jesus has a corporate application. That should tell us something. God desires to weave us together with the mind of Christ, creating a beautiful tapestry of grace. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.